Rocks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time is 10:09. Good morning, New Jersey. I'm Judy Franco.
I'm Dennis Malloy.
This is the Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. Did you realize that it's 3.0?
Why not 2.0?
Well, I thought it was 2.0 too, and then somebody pointed out.
Oh, yeah, you came back. You went away for a while.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
That was 2.0.
Yeah, so this is 3.0.
That's right. And some people are saying they're really happy to have us back. Some people are saying, but you're only on 2 hours. And I'm like, okay, let's say your mother says you could have your favorite dessert, but she only says you can have one piece.
Right.
You're going to be like, well, I don't want it then. Grow up. We're here. You wanted this. You begged for a year. Shut up.
Yeah. So there's been everywhere I go, not everywhere I go, but a lot of places I go, people saying, oh, here you're going back. And so social media has done its job and the radio station has done its job. Yesterday, we were going to Long Beach Island.
Right.
And from where I live in Burlington County, to get to Long Beach Island, you try to avoid the highways and you go through the woods.
Okay.
I think I may have told you about this lady before. There's a hot dog lady.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Robin is her name.
Everybody talks about her.
Okay, cool. So we're driving, my girlfriend and I were driving to LBI, and I said, we're going to pass the hot dog lady. I don't think she's ever seen it before. She says, oh, okay, what's that? And I said, it's a lady in the middle of the woods. It sounds hot.
Oh, she didn't know about it?
No. So we stopped, and we had a couple of hot dogs. And so Robin, who the owner, she said, oh, yeah, people have been coming up to me and saying, you know, Dennis is coming back.
Oh, yeah, because you made her famous, first of all. Also, EJ represented your part of the state. Because remember,
right,
you were gone, everybody was like, oh, no, now we're only going to hear about Monmouth County and North. No, he was repping Mays Landing hard.
Very hard. And two words I was told not to say, and that's not those two words that you said on the air one day that got us in trouble.
What?
Two words. They told me, do not say these two words.
Okay, I'm scared. What?
The cabin.
There's a few words.
AJ, if you're listening, I love you.
He can't hear us. You know why?
Why? Where's he at?
He's at the cabin.
Oh, that's right. I texted him yesterday because he wrote a really cool article about Atlantic City Racetrack. So I texted him. He said, I'm at the cabin. And
he's completely off the grid, but apparently he's not because he answered you.
He answered me.
Well, told us like he can only get signal like at the end of the driveway and stuff. So, there's a few things that you need to not mention.
Really?
What else, Kyle, does he need to not mention?
I don't know. Well, The Sopranos.
Inheriting your house.
Inheriting your house, right.
He did not inherit his house.
No, but I once thought he did.
Oh.
And I think he's still not over it. He is not over it.
I went to Judy's house. Did I tell you this, Kyle?
I did hear about this. Yes.
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Unannounced.
The cutest thing in the world is, and by the way, don't ever do that again. The cutest thing in the world that my grandkids have only seen you on iPad.
Right.
But for many years. And I do my show from my granddaughter Sherry's summer bedroom. So she sees you all the time. So she stared at him and stared at him and said, I think I know who he is. And then he's like, it's Dennis. Or maybe she said, Dennis. Yeah. And she said, but I never saw you in real life. That was the cutest thing because it's true.
I had such a great time. My girlfriend and I, she was in love with the kids and family dynamic where we just sat around the table and talked and laughed and joked and pulled fun at each other. It was just like, to me, when you do that every weekend and you do, and it's great, it reminds me of the old days. And she said it too. It reminds me of growing up that we'd have company.
Yeah, because we just hang around and do nothing all together, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, is beautiful. Refreshing. And nobody was on their devices and everybody was just attentive to each other, which is great. I just love that.
Well, we loved it too. Again, don't ever do that again. No, I'm kidding.
But by the way, the reason we stopped by, we were in Long Branch. And
right.
I guess I hadn't been there for a while since I did an appearance with you years ago. Remember we did an appearance on
Pier Village?
Pier Village.
Yeah.
But the whole beachfront is rocking, man.
You can't even. It's a zoo, but it's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah, summertime is just.
But since you were there, they've put up maybe like 20 new buildings.
Yeah.
So it's really, yeah, really crazy.
And I enjoyed all of it. It was great. And then one night, a couple weeks ago, we went to Asbury Park, which there was a rumor. It was funny. There was cops everywhere. It was a Tuesday night.
Right.
Cops everywhere. So I went up to, I didn't talk to the cops. And some of the cops were like half dressed. We like had jeans on and a cop shirt.
Oh, those like specials?
I don't know what they were. No, they weren't specials. They were guys like look like they've been in a couple of bar fights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of cops were like, don't mess with that guy.
Oh.
They were all out. Male, female, every color, stripe, whatever. They were all different vehicles. I was like, what is this? So we went into a bar. We were talking to a bartender. And he said, oh, yeah, there was a rumor that there was going to be one of those pop-up parties tonight.
Oh.
So they called everybody. I mean, the one guy was in his pajamas.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
They had every cop out there. And luckily, there was no... my luck, I would go on a night when they'd have a pop-up. But no, there...
How often are you in Long Branch, though?
No, not often. One day we went, and then the following week, we just... Her house is so close to Belmar. They went to Klein's for dinner, and then we went up
Klein's
the road to...
Awesome.
Asbury Park. Neck of the shore is Absecon Island.
I want to give people the phone number, Den, because we decided we're not going to really do like a formal topic this morning, mm-hmm, because people just want to call in. Because
maybe
there's some people who haven't heard yet that Dennis is back. Every single day there's somebody that goes, Dennis is coming back, because they didn't hear. So even the news got to the hot dog lady. It did not get to a lot of people in New Jersey. So, but our app chat is open. There are a lot of people already. Dennis, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. OMG, oh my God, oh my God. Bruno in Bradley Beach, OMG, how long do we have to put up with you guys again? Hope very short contract. Love you guys, LOL. Yeah, Dennis, I can't even tell you this. App chat is insane.
Really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you need to put this on.
I'm not on social media, so I don't see a lot of the comments, but, you know, all of my friends or family are, and they tell me about such, you know, the things that people say are very nice. So I, just so you know, I really appreciate that very much.
So call in 1-800-283-101.5. It's Where Are You Now? The Dennis is Back version. Now Sam's going crazy. Well, I didn't say you could do it. It's just the day back.
Who's this Sam person people
know.
Keep referencing?
And then people are like, please do Where Are You Now? Please, please, please. Okay. Somebody wrote.
Yeah.
I wrote an introduction for you, Dennis, if you want to use this. The king of death is back. He's not holding back his powers. If you would like a loved one deceased, call now. The one, the only, Dennis Blair. By the way, nobody has died since you have been gone.
Yeah, in the whole 11 and a half months, no one has passed away.
Nobody. And also, did you know it's been like exactly a year?
You know, it's funny. I was on the phone with Lindsey Graham's sister on Friday.
Have you spoken to Bonnie Tyler lately? I know you talked to Bonnie Tyler. She died.
Did she really?
Yeah. I thought maybe you had spoken to her. Oh, I guess the joke only goes to Lindsey Graham.
No, see, I spoke to his sister.
Right.
So and asked about Lindsey.
Right. So you talked to Bonnie Tyler's in-laws.
Yeah.
And you were like, hi, Mrs. Tyler.
That's Bonnie. I'm sorry. And it's... what is it? Not even 15 minutes into the show, and the irreverent button has broken already.
How's Bonnie been?
What was her big hit?
Was it a total eclipse of the sun?
Yeah, total eclipse of the sun.
By the way,
of the heart,
right?
Not the sun.
By the way,
that was
Kyle's like so afraid to talk. Cause like the last time he was on, they were like, and do not let Kyle's voice be heard.
Really?
So he's like scarred. Well, when you and I were on together, then when EJ came on, they were like, please, Kyle, come save these two. But now he is like so afraid of you.
No, he's not.
He doesn't want
to. You know, she spreads rumors for no reason.
Only on the golf course.
Yeah. Right.
No, because he... You know, no. It's not that he's afraid, but you know, this is a different dynamic.
Yes, yes.
So he doesn't want to like get in the way, but at the same time, you better be funny, Kyle. I will come over there and punch you in the face.
Oh, you're here today, so I'm afraid.
Well, why don't you tell Dennis the thing he doesn't know about you? I think that will make us a little bit more relaxed.
What does he not know about me? What do I not? What am I? Have I not shared?
You have it in the hot button.
Oh, right.
And maybe I think that this will make you officially like sort of a part of the show.
For those wondering, yes, I have sniffed my underpants frequently, quite honestly, more than once.
Say that again.
For those wondering, yes, I have sniffed my underpants.
Wow.
Do you feel closer to him?
The year that you were off, I got really deep on the air into my life and what I do in my free time.
I don't even want to know the context of that.
I can explain it to you. But it's so good.
I like, should you wear clothes a second day?
No, it's like...
Close.
If you drop underwear on the way in or out of the laundry room, do you know if it's clean or dirty? So now how are you going to wash?
Okay.
So some people are like, well, you just throw it in the washer again just in case. And
right.
I'm like, no, you have to sniff it. And Kyle's
so
like,
really, it was her fault that you went there.
As it always is.
Okay. Okay,
should we break? Do we still do traffic
here? We still do traffic here. It's a wonderful thing. 1019, here's New Jersey Fast.
Let's get back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Here we are.
A lot of people calling, Den. Wow. By the way, this guy... on line three, I'm not going to say his name out loud. That guy has not called since you left.
I know. And I often wonder about his well-being. So I can't wait to talk
Let's go to him first.
All right.
Let's go to line three, Kyle. It's the very famous...
Weedman. NJ Weedman.
Where the hell have you been, Ed?
Well, you know, I feel like Michael Jordan. I won my war. I'm retired, basically.
Right. Okay. I hear
right
that. But wait a minute. Michael
I'm
Jordan
in my
went.
Room right now.
Michael went and played another sport after that, Ed.
No, he played twice at the same time. But after he was done, he was done.
No, didn't he try to play baseball then?
Yeah.
But he was still playing.
I guess it was the same time. So, Ed, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm pruning in my grow room. And I was listening to 101. I was like, what?
Do you
Dennis
still
is there today?
Do you still have the same place in Trenton?
Yeah, I still have that, and a couple other things I've acquired.
I thought you moved to Florida for some reason.
Yeah, and did some big show business thing.
I was halfway, and then I came back. You know, I did like 3.5 years there, and then I got into a big battle with my landlord.
Shocking!
I broke my lease and left.
Down in Miami.
So that was in Miami. And now I'm looking at something to do in Fort Lauderdale right now. That will be shocking, but if I actually pull it off.
Are you still across from City Hall in Trenton?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So when it was when it wasn't legal, right? I guess I can tell this story, right, Ed?
Why not?
Yeah, you can go for it.
He had a dispensary.
Everybody goes it anyway.
Yeah, he had a dispensary before dispensaries were legal. And not like in some cul-de-sac off the beaten across the freaking street from
City Hall. He knew what he was doing.
With a cop car that was painted slightly off color like a state trooper car that said NJ. I mean, it was, you couldn't give a bigger finger to the man than this guy was doing for years. And then
yep.
It got legal. And now, are you a legal dispensary?
Well, I'm still in the gray area, but it's not my fault. I made enemies, and now anyway, I'd better not get into that. But
nobody's ever gonna F with him. That's all I'm saying.
I hope not. Anyway, life is good. Life is good. That's what we want to know.
I know. I still have my struggles, but listen, I was so upset last year when I didn't call in on the last day, and I knew it was your last day. I was gonna call in, and I don't know what happened. Like the next day, I'm like, oh my God, I missed Dennis' last day.
You know, I was hurt. So I was hurt, Ed. I was hurt.
Oh, he didn't stop talking. Dennis barely slept this whole year.
I happen to tune in. Like I do. Judy, I still listen. I haven't called. Aww. I still listen from time to time.
That's funny because just a few weeks ago, Kyle, do you remember we were like, whatever happened to Weedman? And
I do,
wondering where you
thought
were.
He died.
I'm so thrilled.
Do you still
I'm
have
so
a
happy.
Sandwich
oh,
name?
Oh, whoa, that was harsh.
What happened?
He said I thought I died.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Oh, she throws that around quite a bit.
I didn't say it.
Oh,
I did.
Kyle.
He throws that
it's
around.
It's usually
now.
Me.
But wait a minute. Do you still make food over there?
Yes. That is, oh my God, that's a struggle too. Again, I don't want to talk about. I can't never find nobody to work.
I know.
I can't find work.
That's a topic, Judy.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
That's a topic
because everybody complains that there's no work and then they don't want to work.
We were in an ice cream shop last night at LBI. Man, 6 o'clock in the evening, whatever. One girl. Thank God it wasn't crowded. Just one little girl, hopping back and forth. It's an ice cream shop in the summer at the shore, and you got one kid working.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, Ed, I love you for calling in. We're up against the clock, so we're going to let you go. But promise to not be a stranger.
I'm going to call, Judy. I promise you right now, I'm going to call.
All right.
Come by, bring some product.
I'm going to be a pain in the butt again.
We love it.
You asked for it, though.
We love it.
Remember, you asked for it.
We like it.
Bring product.
10:30. We're going to take a little break now. It is the Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. How is that possible?
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Jeez, about time. It's 10:39. Dennis and Judy.
People want to talk to you, Denny.
That's very nice. Let's talk to Garrett in Asbury Park, my friend.
We
Hi,
know
Garrett.
Him.
Dennis, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. I was in your town last week, and I was going to text you, but we were just bopping around.
Why did you stop?
Well, to be honest,
you drop in on me.
Yeah.
You couldn't drop in on Garrett?
No, I mean, it was like an after dinner, let's walk the boardwalk and have a drink.
He's very mad at you. Let me just say on Garrett's behalf, he's pissed at you.
So next time I'm in town, I can text you and we'll meet for a drink?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I would love it. But listen, I was up there that night because of the event that you had talked about.
Yeah. You know what? It would have been hysterical if I saw you on the boardwalk.
I was up on the boardwalk by Maruka's Pizza. And
wait a minute. I got a slice there.
Yeah, that's my buddy owns that.
Yeah, he was saying, it was a nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
What was he saying?
That calling all these cops out for that night cost the taxpayers a lot of money for nothing.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm the emergency management coordinator for the city of Asbury Park. And I have an emergency declaration that I carry with me at all times, being ready to be signed at a moment's notice.
So that was your call that night?
Well, no, it's a law enforcement issue.
Okay.
However, I, under the law, I am the only one that can sign an emergency declaration for something like that.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, because of these things, we have to be prepared. And out of an abundance of caution, because obviously we didn't want to have what happened in Long Branch, we had people from the U.S. Marshals here. We had FBI. We had state police.
That night?
And those people you talked about in the jeans, and those are all undercovers and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just got yelled at about 5 minutes ago by my partner. I was dropping him off at his mother's house and I was crossing the intersection. And as I was crossing, I wasn't paying attention. He said, "You're distracted. You're distracted," because a car was coming and I didn't see it. So he's yelling at me, "I'm distracted." I said, "You don't understand. Dennis and Judy are back. I want to listen to what they're saying."
We have caused more pedestrian deaths. You know that, Dennis?
Well, the one on the boardwalk Saturday morning in Atlantic City. Did you see that video?
Yeah,
that was us.
Well, it was worth it, though. I mean, we're back together. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are. Just when I was getting used to EJ, and you got to throw a monkey wrench in the thing. But Dennis, welcome back. I love you.
Thank you.
Love you, Garrett. Thank you. Collateral damage, Dennis. That's what happened.
You got to see the video of the two cops. One rear-ended the other one in a golf cart on the boardwalk, and then really ran over a woman on the boardwalk.
Why?
And then ran into the tram car. I don't know what was happening, but seven injuries, but apparently nothing too serious. But
were they drinking or what?
It was a cop. I guess he hit the wrong pedal or something. Too many golf carts out there, by the way. Golf carts used to be golf carts.
Now golf carts are like street legal.
Street legal.
What is that?
I don't know. So they're going to start to clamp down on those like they did with the e-bikes. Because every kid had an e-bike doing 45 miles an hour silently on my street.
I almost got killed on the sidewalk by a kid on an electric scooter the other
day.
That's
another one, yeah.
Well, why are you on the sidewalk? You can't be on the sidewalk.
Because he's not legal in the street and he doesn't want his mother said, "Be careful."
No, they're not legal in the street?
I don't know. Well, now they're not unless it's insured and you've got a license.
Yeah, okay. So, but then insure it. You're running people over. It's ridiculous. By the way, tons and tons of people on the app chat, which I have up here, Dan. I don't know if you want to take a look at it, but it's a little like idol worshipy. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Well, I'm humbled by the kind comments.
That's
so
sweet. Well, until we get to that, let's go to Michael, who's in Wilmington, Delaware, and he's got some suggestions for us, Dan.
Hi, Dennis and Judy. Welcome back, Dennis.
Thank you, Michael.
The reason I'm calling, I kind of half figured. I remember when you, Judy came back for 2.0, you played Reunited by Peaches and Herb. So I was kind of half expecting to hear that.
That's right. How did we not?
Well, our producer today has kind of fallen down.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, you're a little off your game today. What's
your producer
with that?
Is over this.
You got it in there?
I do, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you.
Wow. And let me tell you something. He even emailed us that, Dennis.
Yeah, that's right. You sent it to me, yeah.
And I said, this guy's a genius coming up with this. Ladies and gentlemen, Peaches and Herb doing that We Back Together thing. And here they are. Shouldn't I have been like Delilah? I don't know why they didn't let me be that like sexy DJ person when I was a sexy DJ.
Judy hitting the post once again. Back on music radio.
All right, 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number.
Can you find that one too?
Susie, as admin of both the Dennis and Judy Facebook fan group and the former Judy and EJ fan group, I'm so happy this dynamic duo are back. Social media was rough over the past year, had me questioning my life choices. My heart and ears are so happy this morning. Love you guys. Susie, that's so sweet. She's our admin, Den. Send her.
Susie's great. We met her once in person. Yeah.
I think actually we met her a couple times. Bob is in Ewing. I guess she wasn't that memorable to you more than once.
No, she was.
This is your old friend Bob, Dennis. Back.
Combative Bob?
Yes, he is.
In Ewing? Oh, he's on the air? Oh, he's on the air. Oh, hi, Bob.
Dennis, welcome back.
Thanks,
Bob. Glad to hear from you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm very busy working on my rental properties.
Right. How many do you have now?
I sold one. I'm down to about three. I got three.
It keeps you hopping all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I often think about my most memorable call with you guys, which was during Hurricane Sandy, when the company that I worked for, Jersey Central, had a spokesman come on and make no sense at all. Had no answers. So I decided to call in and explain the situation as best I could and from what I could see. And then after that, my union rep said, dude, what are you doing? He said, don't fire your butt. I said, hey, I was pretty other than calling them corporate raiders, I was pretty good. I didn't trash them too hard.
Yeah, and you did clear things up because people were desperate for information on when is the power come back, what's the status. And that guy made no sense, and you came on and cleared things up, which we all appreciate.
100%.
Anyway, welcome back, Danny.
Thank you, Bob. Stay well.
Nice to talk to you. By the way, somebody wrote, even though I'm not crazy about Italians, you'll do okay. And I'm sending Kyle all the way over to the... by the way, he's been playing with my box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And enjoying it?
I gave him permission. Enjoying it. He doesn't stop.
Wow.
It's like he's addicted.
And you must be happy about that, too.
I'm going to tell you, it's not as bad as I would have thought.
Well, even a young fella.
For a young boy like that, I never thought.
He still knows how to do it.
Even though I'm not crazy about Italians, you'll do okay.
See?
Her name was Eula.
Eula. And then she had a laugh, too. Yeah. Remember?
I think it's right next to that. Look at Kyle. Playing with the box. Amazing.
He's good.
All right. Should we take another call?
I think so. Let's go to...
Sharon?
We'll let her talk fast because we got a break. Hi, Sharon in Monroe. Talk to me.
Hi. My peanut butter and jelly are back together.
Oh, please tell me that I'm the jelly.
Please tell me I'm the peanut butter.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
This is Christmas in July. This really is.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So sweet.
I am so happy.
So sweet. And when you think about...
I loved EJ.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no, he's. I wanted to say that too before you said it. You know, EJ was unbelievable.
He's the nicest guy, the best guy, consummate professional. And he and I go way back, like 50 years. But Sharon, when they made the announcement 3 weeks ago, and I came in for it, so I'm in the studio with Judy and EJ, who've been doing the show together for a year and have, you know, made progress in just becoming a duo. And Judy said to me, "Are you not happy about this? Are you you don't want to do this?" I said, "No, it's just weird to be with the new husband. The ex-husband's coming back." It was just a weird dynamic, but I'm thrilled. And thank you, Sharon, for the kind words.
You two are soulmates. You just have a chemistry. You have your soulmates. You belong together.
And we hate each other. That's what's amazing.
Desperately hate each other.
Can't stand each other.
Listen, I loved 1 o'clock stupid. So can you change it to like 11 o'clock stupid?
Absolutely.
Sure.
That was one of my favorite things.
And I'm thinking now, as Dennis and I are getting a little older, the show might actually turn out to be 10 to noon stupid. So maybe you got lucky, Sharon.
All stupid all the time. Like news radio?
Our new format.
All stupid all the time.
And Dennis, can you do the pilot? Can you do like a little bit of you talking like the airline pilot?
He's going to do all that stuff as soon as we come back.
Talking like you're from Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah. And the British people chewing on rocks.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll do them all.
Favorite thing.
Wow. Okay. Sharon, you need to relax.
Thank you, Sharon. We'll do it all. We promise. All
right. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you stupidity. All right. 10:49. Dennis will do all of that stuff right after this. It's Fast Traffic.
Station.
It's a beautiful morning. Aw, what is this song?
I just thought it was apropos.
We just interviewed them.
Did you really?
Weeks ago, yes.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember hearing
so
about
nice.
It. Well, it's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:57 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
Sounding beautiful as always, Den.
Thank you.
In good voice. You both saved New Jersey's sanity in COVID by deciding you were no longer calling it by its name and instead calling it Karotska.
The Karotska.
Welcome back, Dennis. Love you, Judy. Between Dennis and EJ, there's lots of talent. Throw in Judy and Kyle, and bam, you got an awesome band.
Wow.
Okay, that makes no sense, but thank you anyway, Steve.
I saw a cover band yesterday at a place. Should I name the place?
Yeah, why is
it? Well, they were like, some of the songs are like, wow, it sounds like the real song. And some of the songs are like, oh, take that out of your repertoire, dude. You're not hitting
it. Don't name the place.
No, but it was a place at the shore, and you're having like an early, we're having an early dinner, and all of a sudden a band starts playing. Like, oh, is this going to be torture? And the first song, they played a Who song. It was great.
Yeah.
Then they came out with ABBA.
Oh, Kyle's favorite.
I'm ABBA's
band.
Number one fan. So really? I would have been very critical.
Dancing Queen?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
A little bit too generic, but.
Oh, Kyle's.
Big ABBA fan. Anyway.
He's, very gay for ABBA. All right, let's go to Heather, who's in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And we don't normally allow Canadians on the program.
No, very we have a strict rule against
it. Come on now, people. I feel as though I know both of you. We go way back. We were driving to the Keys decades ago at a Wawa with our kids. And, I was channel surfing, and we're staunch conservatives, Canadian conservatives. We follow the U.S. We feel half American. And behold, Judy and Dennis came on. And ever since, we were hooked. So whenever we get to New Jersey, but now they're older and they don't come with us, but it was a big thing. Mom, are you going to listen to Dennis and Judy?
Oh, my God.
I can't. And that's gorgeous.
I'm going to cry.
I'm so
happy. You know what? And I'm, you know, I feel for you, Dennis, because I, at 55, I retired. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. What am I going to do? And after maybe 11 months, I was bored out of my mind. So now I work part-time from home. I'm an investment advisor. And I'm able to sneak in the radio. And I have to say that during COVID, especially Judy with this COVID thing, you know, I never got the job. My kids had to stay in school. Mm. But I don't know. I just feel like I know you because you guys are awesome. And
aww.
You've got
Probably the best call we've had.
Like a married couple, and I feel like a part of your family. Isn't that strange?
That's gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
We love to hear that.
Beautiful.
And this is why Dennis came back. This is the only reason that you came back, because of you knew we have listeners like this.
Yeah.
And it's a family.
Very touching.
The charisma that you have, and it's like a married couple. And I mean, you guys see things, and I mean, you're very tactful, and you just mesh well. So you're entertaining.
Okay, now I'm thinking you were listening to a different show.
And you've never seen us off the air.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, when you're together for decades, you have your ups and your downs.
No, of course.
But you're a great team, and I'm delighted. And again, I know it's not as political as it used to be, but I used to get a real kick out of all of that. And things are upside down now. But with you back on the air, Dennis, I will listen as often as I do. And by the way, Judy, you'd make a great Delilah with that voice, because I think it's pretty sexy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. She hit all of the compliments. Heather,
that was awesome.
You.
Thank you so much.
All right. More Dennis and Judy 3.0 coming up after this.
Do we have a chime time thing?
New Jersey chime time is 11:09. I was going to say Parks. Bet Parks. Oh, you can do this one, Dennis.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app chime time is 11:09. It's the Dennis and Judy show. I'm back.
This is one of the songs that Dennis and I consider
special.
Always made me cry when I wasn't with you.
Pump it up, Kyle. Judy can still dance.
But I don't. Because I once saw an old lady dancing somewhere, remember?
Yeah.
And I said, remind me when I'm old, never to dance.
Did you ever show Kyle the drunken girl at the concert dancing? Oh, my God.
Sugar Magnolia! Before the breathing air is gone.
That's pretty good. It's actually scary.
It's scary.
Very scary. I don't like this.
She stumbles around holding a bottle, and she's pointing at the stage. And singing into the bottle. It's, yeah.
It's scary.
It's why I don't go to concerts. All right, the Dennis and Judy show 3.0. Very happy to be back. And we're excited too, Judy. The show that follows us will be Michelle and Lou. Now, it was Lou and Michelle down the shore.
Isn't it still Lou and Michelle?
I don't know.
Because they got a little snippy with me when I called it Michelle. Remember?
Yeah, I think it's Lou and Michelle.
Lou and Michelle. Okay, because Michelle is the lead dog here. I mean, Lou is, you know, the shore guy. So when it was down the shore, it was Lou and Michelle. But here, I guess it's still Lou and Michelle.
Yeah.
But Michelle Palenza, Lou Russo.
That is very exciting. And I keep saying, you know, people are like, oh, but you and Dennis, your show's a little shorter. But I tell them, you know, the day, and really people have to realize, this radio station is now jam-packed with talent like it's never been before.
Yeah.
How do you fit so much talent into one radio station? It's really amazing. And if you have not listened to Lou and Michelle, because maybe, I don't know, you were stupid, now you're going to hear them on our station and be hooked on them as well. So right now we're taking some calls. It's kind of a Where Are You Now potpourri hour because, you know, the old man's back. Mm. I'm not calling you that anymore, by the way.
Oh, good.
I only did that while you were out.
Okay.
Because you didn't scare me when you were out. Let's go to Pam. I've admitted to people, Dennis, and I never really used to do this.
What?
I've admitted to people that I'm over 40.
Oh.
I've said it on the air.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I know. You're almost there. Almost one day we'll catch up. Let's go to Pam in Warren County. Wants to welcome him back. Hi, Pammy.
Oh, hi, Dennis. It is so good to hear your voice again. I'm just so glad you're back. You always made me laugh, and I have missed that so much. And I'm just so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you, Pam.
I really
so
want
sweet.
You to take a picture of this app chat screen, Dennis, because obviously so many people want to talk that we don't have time to read all of this, but everybody is very happy.
Yeah, I've been reading it. I'm amazed and overwhelmed. Pam, thank you. That is so nice of you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Keep listening.
So where are you now? And what have you been doing for the past year while Dennis has been gone? We're great. It's so nice to hear from you. Karen in Middletown chiming in.
We got, go ahead.
saying the dream team is back. I'm so happy the world is again spinning correctly on its axis. Love you both. What do you have, Den?
We both got a text from Serena DeMassa.
Oh, I love her.
Super happy to have both you both back on the radio, too. Just a little sad that it's only 2 hours. Love
oh,
you both.
Up.
I would wish you luck, but you don't need it. You are naturally awesome. Thank you.
She's the best.
Serena.
Love her. Rob is in Brick. He says he met us a bunch of times and still a fan, even though he met us in person. Right, Rob?
Very funny.
How you guys doing? I love you. I've met you guys a few times. You guys are awesome. And since now we're going to be doing 4 hours stupid, I have a good stupid idea for you guys. What do you guys think? You want to... you're ready for it?
Yes.
So, I want Dennis to do the voice of Murphy for 4 hours straight.
Oh, God,
no matter what the conversation is, and no matter what the topic is, and he has to use ex-Governor Murphy's voice that he does 4 hours straight.
It would be, it's the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. Rob,
how funny, like,
thank you.
We haven't heard hide nor hair of that guy. It's
I know.
He came back from where he,
right,
where the hole he crawled in from.
And he
amazing.
Went back to making millions of dollars. Good for him. You know what I get a lot of requests that people miss the most?
What?
Chewing on rocks.
Oh, I'm not sure why they're like, oh, we're actually... Got to tell you something.
Right, Judy, go ahead.
We sort of reinvented it. Oh,
hold on. And just chewing on some rocks.
Sorry.
Making sure my teeth were nice and gnarly.
Just got an order from Uber Eats. They brought some new rocks. All right. So,
Uber Eats delivers the rocks, right?
Oh, sure.
I don't have to go out to my favorite rock place.
So, Andy, innit? All right, so anyway...
Right.
We
was here for the World Cup. A lot of people like ranch dressing. We put ranch on the rocks. Excellent.
The boys started doing a little Bee Gees song.
Right.
Then I felt a little bad. I'd been left out in it. And so they actually created a character just for me called Emma G. Emma G, the sister of the Bee Gees. Her name is Emma G. Because their name is B.G. And apparently she chewed on rocks. And I got to sing backup for the boys. Do it, Kyle. And everybody kind of wanted you to join in as well, Dennis.
Right. I'm here for it. Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sing it.
Well, I know you very well.
You don't have to know the words.
You asked for stupid and it's back.
All right, ready?
Say you'll always be.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we can make
there's
sure.
Morris Gibb.
We can take forever just to make it out of time.
Emma G doing her part.
Bald headed woman.
Take it, Dennis. Here it comes. Beautiful.
Bald-headed woman.
We knew we needed just a little bit of practice.
Right, a little lead up to it, you know.
And now you can go back to chewing your rock.
When Nigel quit the band.
It was awful.
I thought we'd never play again together.
He was a little bit of a wanker, though, no?
He was a wanker,
yeah,
for sure.
Putting his own videos up on YouTube, sure. Making money on YouTube.
Right, and those pictures of him, he and his mum.
In it? It is.
All right. You asked for stupid, done? And stupid has okay. returned, yes.
And the other thing people want to hear you do is the pilot.
Right.
All right?
Oh, you want to...
This is your captain speaking. We are... approaching an altitude of 35,000 feet. Many of you, if you look to your left, you can see Judy Franco. And if you look to your right, you can see the return of Dennis Malloy. We'll be touching down a little before noontime. The weather in New Jersey is pleasant today, 78 degrees. Thank you again for flying the stupidest airline you've ever chosen to fly. New Jersey 101.5, thank you for flying with us.
All right, thank God, because I'm so sick of hearing people request it for an entire year.
So now, if they do it poorly like I just did, then maybe they
won't.
No, you
did it beautifully. And then there's only one thing left to do.
Break for traffic?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and see what's going on the roads.
Once in a while, I'm in my car and I just start talking like that. You know, it's not the same without...
That's right. What was my name?
Yeah, I was Todd.
I was Barb Foti.
Barb Foti. That's right. You're Barb Foti and I was her husband...
Todd. All right, we're going to take
the Foti's will be back in just a moment. Don't go away. You won't want to miss a second of it, I promise you.
We're just going to go ahead and do traffic.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Miami relatives are back. Glad to hear that.
What was that kid's name?
Well, that was Aileen Gonzalez, but then we were lucky enough to bring the relatives back when Phil Murphy was harboring a fugitive.
That's right, Consuelo up in his garage.
Washing Tammy's bras. And so what happened was ICE was going around and getting illegal aliens and deporting them back to their country.
Which is what their job is and what a sane country would do, but somehow they became the enemy.
Bad people. So anyway, he said, I dare them to, well, you have to do it.
I dare them to come and grab my dear Consuelo.
Right. So we decided that he was hiding Consuelo in the garage apartment.
He kind of dared them to come and...
He did. He said, come find my maid. Come find.
We have a person who's struggling with their immigration. Says she's illegal. Struggling with their immigration. Says, what? You know, there's no struggle with your immigration status. You're either legal or illegal. If she's in the process of getting legal, then shut up.
So she was washing Tammy's bras, and there was a knock at the door, and then the police heard this song coming from the apartment above the garage. And they're like, Consuelo, come down. The governor dared us to find you.
Alicia, I'm not ready. I'm still washing Tammy's bras. Leave me alone.
This one is very dirty.
Consuelo, don't answer the door. Hey, Jay, they do that. I'll be up in a little while.
This one is stained. I don't know. It looks like grape juice. I don't.
It was a cocktail party, and then she spilled some Cabernet. Just keep working on it there, Casabella.
Whatever happened with that?
I guess they never came and found her. Oh, my God.
And we have not heard from him. He still live on Primrose Lane or whatever that street is.
In Middletown. In Locust.
Locust, yeah.
I mean, he's probably still there. She can't get that damn spot out of the bra.
So it's been, not a year. It's only been, there's not a peep out of him. This time of year, he would always go, he would only do it for a week. He would go to his villa in Italy.
Yes. Well, he's probably there right now.
Yeah, probably all summer. And guess what, family? Yeah, we'll be there for the whole summer. Buongiorno to everybody.
And Tammy's bras are sparkling clean. Oh, my God.
And we'll be in the Italian countryside enjoying some cannoli.
How do you say bra in Italian?
Brazirio.
Olympia el Brazirio. All right. Enough, Dennis. That's disgusting. This is how you and I got in trouble in the first place. My God.
Not quite.
Dennis, absolutely thrilled to see you back. I've got nothing against EJ. Seems like an okay guy. But it has always been and always will be Dennis and Judy. I can deal with the shorter show as long. Kyle. I hope this isn't one of these guys that's like going to come in and like kill everybody because it's a shorter show. Can you get to the end of this letter?
Yeah, he said, I can deal with the shorter show as long as you're here.
Send me $250 million USD tomorrow. Oh, it says as long as he's here?
Yeah, as long as the two of you are on the air.
Let's go to, we really don't have time, and I want to give everybody the time to call.
Damn.
Some of your biggest fans are on here, Dennis. We got some dude that has something to do with cheese here. I don't know what that's about.
I know who that is.
And then we've got some wolf person, lupine.
Zeppeli guy, everybody.
A lot of people want to talk to you, which is lovely. We're always happy to hear it.
Well, let's do a rapid fire when we return.
We'll do that, all right?
I have to urinate.
Well, thanks so much for letting us know.
Well, you know,
We're all about transparency.
Ever since I had that UTI years ago, when you and I spent that week in the cabin where there was nothing to do but boomba, boomba, boomba. You know, and the doctor said,
God, I thought that was going to be between us.
Well, there was nothing between us for that week, that's for sure, except for that UTI. But anyway.
I quit.
Judy was just asking off the air, will we still be able to do our bit? Of course we will. Stupid.
Oh my God. I can't believe you did that. I'm mortified. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. Somebody's ready over there.
Jersey's favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
Yes, that's right, kids. It is Dennis and Judy 3.0. Welcoming Dennis Malloy back to the show, our shorter version show, but we make up for it because Lou and Michelle are coming up right after us. In the meantime, we're just taking some calls from people who are concerned about Dennis's urinary tract infection. But yeah, we're going to go to the phones right back. It's Brenda.
I told Lou and Michelle they should pop on before we leave, so we do a little cross promotion.
That's adorable. What a great idea, Dan. What a pro you are. Let's go to...
Thank you, Judy. 50 years, you know, doing this sort of thing.
Let's go to Brenda in Ewing. Hi, Brenda. Welcome.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Dennis. It's so great to hear you guys back together. When I heard Dennis was coming back and I heard the date, today is my birthday.
Oh.
It's the best birthday gift I could ever get. So just to give you, Dennis.
Yes.
Just to give you a point of reference, I am the mother-in-law of Jessica, who is the better cook than you.
Oh my God, that is a spirited woman.
Yes, she is.
So Judy, I'm doing. Can I tell a story, Brenda?
Of course.
This woman's a character. Her daughter-in-law.
Yes, she's my daughter. I love her to death.
Oh, but she's your daughter-in-law, but you're saying she's like a daughter to you.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm doing a cooking demo at Mrs. G's, right? And I cooked so much stuff, and I was overwhelmed. So I asked John Sawiski, like minutes before who's a chef.
Chef John.
He came and helped me, thank God. Anyway, put out these delicious dishes, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, this is so good. Thank you. That is great, great. She comes up and goes, it's pretty good, but I'm a better cook than you.
I remember that.
Okay.
The look on your face when they took the picture, just as they snapped the picture, just said that to you.
Yeah.
Whispered it in your ear, and the look on your face. Right.
I loved it. She's great. And I've seen her at another appearance that I did, too. She's great.
Yes. Yeah. Aw. Well, go on.
My son is the woodshop teacher at Steiner. And other connections that you are familiar with.
Yes.
But yes, we're just, you don't realize that you two are local celebrities and are beloved. And like I said, when I heard the date, I was like, what a great birthday gift. That's so awesome.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Brenda, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can't believe it. All right.
I was hoping you would ask her. Right?
Why are you calling here?
All of those. You got to play all of them.
I generally don't like you. You're doing well. God bless you.
Listen, I don't even know who you are.
My opinion is that's my opinion. You make me sick.
What are you talking about?
What? Why are you calling here?
When you say it, it's just talking out of your ass.
Excuse me? The great Steve Adubato.
And then, of course, on Monday, our first Monday show, and you didn't do this, Kyle.
What?
You have that little to do that you got to spend your Monday morning calling me?
That little to think about that you got to spend your Monday morning calling me? So it was a Friday, and Judy called him Something phony or fake, fake journalist,
fake political pundit.
Yeah, fake political pundit. And then so he, over the weekend, people told him about it. And then Judy's off on Monday, and he calls, and
starts
starts yelling at me. And then got my guinea up, and I started screaming back at him. Then he had me on his TV show,
and he was like, "Oh, let's make amends." Yeah. Remember?
But then he tried to start a fight at the end. And his staff was all like so over this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. He still does something. I still see his name. And I think New Jersey's state-run television station, he does something for.
Oh,
them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's still at it.
Yeah. He's a good-looking guy and a smart guy.
Very unlikable dude. You talked about his look. You were like, I think you look like him because of how you look. And you were like... Because he's always like pressed and powdered and shiny.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take more calls? Why not?
Or just play more Dennis going, no, you may not. Debbie is in Florida. Wants to welcome Dennis back.
Hey, it's Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. Where are you in Florida?
Back in Florida from Georgia. It's Debbie with the Banners. How are you, Dennis?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Hi.
So you're at St. Simon's Island.
Yes, I was. I moved back. You know, I'd follow that grandkid anywhere.
Oh, wow. And where in Florida are you at?
I'm in Palm Coast.
Okay.
Palm Coast area.
Yeah, the northern part of the Florida coast, right?
Yes. It's hot. It's all right.
Yeah.
But did you get the new banner?
No.
Yeah, we're both like, I have no idea where the banner... What? You said you sent it to the station.
I did. Kylie said she got it. Oh, I'm so disappointed. Well, there's a banner waiting for you, Dennis.
Yeah, okay. It's somewhere around here. I have no idea. It must be.
Here we go.
Here's the unveiling.
Open it up, Kyle, please, if you could. Yes. Debbie, do you still do printing and stuff?
Yes, I do all that. And I miss so many opportunities with you not being there. You're my best material this year, Dennis. Every time something happened, and I was like, oh, this would make a great banner for Dennis.
What's your website?
ImpressiveCustomBanners.com. Thanks, Dennis.
She's so good at it.
She's amazing.
You see it in my office, right behind me in my office.
She's done amazing work.
Well, Judy, I showed you what I just did, right?
Oh, you're going to die. You're
going to
die.
Kyle is unfurling it.
This is the best ever.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my God. All right. We got to describe it to the listener.
Okay. So it's the Godfather font. And she goes, just when you think you're out, they pull you back in. And it's Dennis as every mob guy, and me, we're all in every mob movie.
Oh my
Do you
God.
See us?
Debbie, you're incredible.
We got to post this on Instagram. Toot sweet.
Yeah, we have
that
to, Kyle.
That was the first thing I thought when I heard you were coming back.
And I was Diane Keaton in there. Did you see me?
Debbie, the best. Impressive. Say it again. Impressive custom banners.
Impressive custom banners.
You're amazing. You are so talented.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. And look how much less dead than Diane Keaton I look in that picture,
much
which
less
is
dead.
Great. Debbie, you're amazing.
Enjoy Palm Coast.
We got Lupine, named for the wolf. Welcome, Lupine.
And Judy, Uncle Danny, you're back. Thank God.
Yes, it's been a rough year, but finally we got him out of that horrible, horrible world of retirement he was in. We grabbed him back.
Good. Well, Dennis, you'll be happy to know I left that fire hose testing company finally. That I remember you saying, oh, that sounds stupid. You should leave.
Well, I was a career counselor for many years in high school.
Well, no, it's fine now. I work in my town as a township worker, so.
Kyle, doesn't that remind you of the meeting we have where we say there are no stupid ideas? And we go, okay, what do you want to do with your future, Lupine? And he goes, I'm going to test fire hoses. And we go, okay, yeah, that's stupid.
it was fine until we got all the crazy pothead guys that were smoking up in the fire hose bathrooms.
Yeah, that's
the firehouse bathrooms.
That isn't good.
So what do you do now?
Township worker. Right now, I'm just putting boxes in a recycling dumpster.
This is much better than checking the fire hoses.
You work for the township?
Yeah, comes to the township. Come on down. Come over to the studio. Get some ice cream.
You're smart.
Let me make my type 1 diabetes turn to type 8.
Do you remember one of my dream jobs, Judy, was to work for
this is all he wants to do. He wants to work for a recycling plant.
Yeah, or a township worker be in the truck? What's that maintenance job that do?
Like a road?
Public works. Public works.
Dennis's dream.
That's basically what I do.
Good.
But, before I get cut off, I wanted to let you both know, if you remember my younger brother, Kieran, who called you a couple years back right after me, he had his first son. His name is River, and he's almost two.
Wow. That is, we were waiting.
Yeah.
Dennis was calling me on the daily. Ridiculous to ask about your brother.
Thank you, Lupine. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good, best of luck in the new job. On the daily is, that's, I wouldn't say it's like a contemporary phrase, but
no.
But
nobody says that anymore.
My daughter uses a phrase once in a while that just, I just don't get it. I think Kyle is in the same group. Was feeling some kind of way. What does that
some
mean?
Some type of way.
Some type of way.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean? You were upset? What type of way were you feeling?
Like a type of way.
Yeah.
I know.
And then Kyle gets in his feels sometimes.
No, I'm secretly 65. I don't speak like that.
No?
No.
Well, you said in your feels.
No,
once
he then. Said out of pocket and it bothered you.
Yeah.
I think that was
out of pocket.
But he has stricken that from his vocabulary.
I've grown up a lot this past year.
Yeah, we've taught him.
Have you really?
Well, that's for you to decide.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break for traffic because it's time to do so. 11:49. It's New Jersey Fashion.
It's the New Jersey Time Check sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
I might be blowing this guy's eardrums out. Are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Why are these people here? We're not. I'm just.
What are we doing here?
In the middle of a show.
They let anybody in.
They really do.
It's Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. And
how cool is this?
It's awesome.
Let's all do it together.
Do you know, I still have that picture of the four of us on the boardwalk. Do you remember that?
Seaside.
Yeah, Seaside Heights. I have that picture of
that
us.
That was a fun day. Okay. They need to do that again, by the way.
So Lou and Michelle are here. Lou Russo, Michelle Polenza. They're going to be doing the show from noon to 3, in case you haven't heard. They made the announcement last week, I think. So Judy and I from 10 to noon, and then Lou and Michelle from noon to 3. So is it Lou and Michelle, or is it Michelle and Lou?
Well, we've had a conversation about that.
No, are you kidding?
Lou and Michelle.
Okay. It's Lou and Michelle. Dennis is trying to change the name of the show.
Well, always choose tails. That's how we figured that
two
out.
Two South Jersey people. I mean, come on.
Right. We got to stick together.
Let
me just do a little test here. Yeah. Lou, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 42 years.
Okay. Excuse me, Mrs. Michelle. How about you?
26.
He wins.
Yes.
Is that how it's determined?
That's not fair. That's why you get more than me.
I thought it was because I was more talented than you.
Well, that also, but I have to tell you, though, this is like when people... We're like a little disappointed because why are you kissing me? Ew.
By the way, that was Dennis.
Yeah, that was...
Just for the record.
Do we have to sit that close to each other when we do the show?
Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
And you have to
I'm
kiss.
I'm going to be across the room. Lou, you better not kiss me.
Michelle, Alan and I are going to have a problem.
Well, let me just say this seriously. Because people felt, they were being like cheated because Dennis and Judy, they used to do 4 hours. But when they heard that you guys were coming in after, they were like, oh, okay.
Aww.
Because,
oh, that's super nice.
Yeah, because they want, you know, we're like a family. They already know you guys. You guys have come in for us. You guys have filled in for us. You guys know this game. So it's not like we're bringing them somebody that they don't already know and love. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is so sweet.
Even though... When they first walked in, I'm like, oh, you guys, can I draw you a map back to the music station? Because I don't know what you're doing here.
That's so funny.
But seriously.
But you have our wholehearted endorsement.
And hoarded as well.
Our wholehearted endorsement.
That's a whole different thing.
Thank you. That means so much. Yeah, what's the other thing?
Yeah, I don't think we could talk about that. Yeah.
You want to know about that.
How is it? You have not seen Dennis's hort?
Wait. The whole hort.
But seriously, it has been... so great to have you back.
Oh,
I love this. And then having our sister and brother here from 94.3 The Point. And you got us, by the way, just so you know, these guys are not like music people that we recruited to do this. These are Jersey people.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, Lou's Mr. Jersey Shore.
Through and through. Love it.
Just as much Jersey as we
he
ever
even
have
got been. New sneakers, new shoes for his first day. It's like shoes. A first day of school.
I like those. Yeah, I like
by
them.
The way, those are very
so
cool.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dennis, I had to, by the way, you're doing a good job. First time Dennis and I worked together, yeah. I looked at his shoes and I said, no.
No.
And I changed his shoes. I was recently divorced
and she said, first thing women look at when they see a man is they look at his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, really? I got to get out there and get me some good kicks.
I've learned something already. I just got started.
You did good.
Even for radio, you need good shoes. You guys, it has been a pleasure and a privilege to welcome you here.
Oh, thank you.
We are going to get out of here, clear the room for them. That's our... This flu music, but... Do not fear, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis and Judy 3.0 will be back here tomorrow and every single weekday from here on in as we both drop dead in front of the microphone. And we can finally officially say, stay tuned for Lou and Michelle. They're next on New Jersey 101.5. See you tomorrow. You're coming back?
I'll be back.
Promise?
Promise.
You guys next?
Yes.
Love you.
Love you.